In this bulletin, Europe's drug regulator says the benefits of the AstraZeneca vaccine outweigh the risks. New South Wales launches its Dine and Discover stimulus package. And a strong start for veteran Australian golfer Matt Jones in the PGA National Tour. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The European Medicines Agency has concluded the AstraZeneca vaccine is not connected to an overall increase in the danger of blood clots and that the benefits of the vaccination outweigh the risks. It comes after 17 EU countries temporarily suspended the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine as a preventative measure. The agency is recommending adding a description of the rare blood clot cases to vaccine leaflets so health workers and patients are completely aware. While a definitive link between the vaccine and the rare forms of blood clots cannot be ruled out, the head of the EMA, Amir Cook, says the vaccine is safe and effective in safeguarding people against the coronavirus.
It demonstrated that at least 60% efficacy in clinical trials in preventing coronavirus disease. And in fact, the real world evidence suggests that the effectiveness could be even higher than that.
The New South Wales government has launched a stimulus package called Dine and Discover. The $500 million scheme is aimed at encouraging the community to support the arts, dining and tourism businesses trying to recover from the impact of the pandemic. Any New South Wales resident aged 18 and above can apply for four $25 dining and discovery vouchers. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the package aims to safeguard jobs beyond the COVID-19 crisis.
A win-win for everybody, a win for businesses, a win for citizens, but also a boost to the economy, because the more dollars that go into the economy, the more economic activity it is, it allows us to grow into the future and to protect jobs, create jobs, because we know so many people were displaced and will be permanently displaced because of COVID. And this gives us a chance to really put that boost into the economy, get spending going and get economic activity going.
Heavy rain hitting the coast of New South Wales from the Illawarra to the mid-north is sparking flood warnings for multiple areas, including Greater Sydney and the state's far west. In the past 24 hours, the New South Wales State Emergency Service has undertaken 11 flood rescues and taken more than 400 calls for help. Intense rain, damaging winds and thunderstorms are forecast for the state throughout the weekend, increasing the risk of flash flooding and hazardous surf and swells. In the United States, a congressional committee is holding a hearing on discrimination and violence against Asian Americans after a wave of assaults that have coincided with the pandemic. It also follows a white gunman being charged with the killing of 8 people, most of whom were women of Asian descent, at 3 massage parlors in the city of Atlanta. Democratic Representative and Chair of the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus, Judy Chu, says the Asian American community has reached a crisis point that can't be ignored.
What started out last January's dirty looks and verbal assaults has escalated to physical attacks and violence against innocent Asian Americans. And these attacks have increasingly become more deadly.
The European Union's High Commissioner for Foreign Affairs, Josep Borrell, is expressing concern over what he says is Russia's growing authoritarian path. During a visit to Italy, Mr. Borrell says he discussed the subject of Russia with Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio. Mr. Borrell says Italy agrees that joint EU action is vital in shaping future relationships with Russia.
I expect from the European Council a discussion on the state of play and on the way ahead. And one thing is sure, and we agreed with the minister, only European Union unity, fully embedded in the 5 guiding principles, implementing all of them, I mean all, is key in setting our future relations.
To sport, veteran Australian golfer Matt Jones has kick-started the PGA National Tour with a strong 9-under par 61. Despite breezy conditions, the 40-year-old recorded 9 birdies and no bogeys in his first round. Jones says he expects himself to always be playing at such high levels. Well, now the weather across Australia for today. Perth, very hot and sunny, 38 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 30. Melbourne should be sunny, a top of 26. Hobart, also sunny, 24. Canberra, shower or two, 21. Wollongong, showers and 22. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, rain and possibly heavy, 24. Brisbane, a shower or two, 28. Cairns, a shower or two developing, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.